Ralphie Radio Show, and yes, another edition of 2Fab Fridays with 2Fab.com managing editor David Kaplan. Of course, talking a little more Jersey Shore. After all, David, we did get two new episodes this week.
Yeah, I know. This was a really big week on Jersey Shore. They're still at it.
Absolutely. Of course, Snooki trying to calm herself down. David, I find it a little interesting that a girl that's basically made a living, and a really good living at that, off of partying, is going to try and stop partying. I feel like that's not going to work out so well for her.
Yeah, I guess she's trying to rebrand herself, sort of, you know, maybe try something new, you know, and it keeps it interesting, really, for her to sort of make an effort to change her character. But I think, you know, the reason why Snooki is Snooki is because she is such a partier, and that's why people like it. But, you know, just the, you know, her attempting to make such a transformation is just as fun to watch as her actually doing the party. So, you know, it keeps it interesting.
We saw JWoww go through some heartbreak. She's usually the one breaking hearts and bragging about it, but she ends up going home and stuff's missing out of her bank account, out of her jewelry box, and the whole nine.
Yeah, she definitely has sort of, you know, like, relationship issues there. She probably always is the girl who sort of always chooses, like, the wrong guy, and she gets her heart broken and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's not a nice storyline, but it's different from the party. It gets a little bit more deep when you get sort of those relationship stories, because it relates so well to so many of the female audience.
A little bit of substance there as well. And how about Dina? She seems to be fitting right in with everybody.
Dina is a troublemaker. She's, like, meant for that show. You know, that's obviously why she's cast for it.
Right.
You know, she just has the perfect, you know, she has the perfect ingredients for it. So she's a great addition. And, you know, people like her. She obviously came into that show, you know, full on, ready to rumble, sort of, with everyone.
Of course. 2Fab.com managing editor David Kaplan here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Okay, what Jersey Shore news, if any, did you guys break this past week?
You know, this week we broke actually that the show is going to, the cast of the show, they're going to England actually right after the Super Bowl. We spoke with Vinny, who's already been to England. He loves girls with accents. He really did English girls. So he was saying he's very excited to go there because he's never been to Europe or, you know, or Britain.
Uh-huh.
And he is excited to hook up with an English woman.
What are they going over there for?
They're all going there, yeah. They're going to be in, you know, Dallas for Super Bowl, and then sort of like the same day that after Super Bowl, they're all heading to England to do publicity for the new season there.
I think people forget, too, you know, I mean, these, again, just a couple of years ago, a bunch of regular kids party on the Jersey Shore, and now international superstars.
Exactly, yeah, no, so it'll be really interesting, because, like, they're played all over the world, so you think they're so, you know, they're just so American because they're from Jersey and all that stuff, but they have a big following, you know, overseas.
Right, no, absolutely. 2Fab.com, managing editor David Kaplan, 2Fab Fridays here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, buddy, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care, Ralphie.